Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's Punky Radio is a Psychobilly special to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Psychobilly meeting, which I've just been at. By the time you heard this, I would think, anyway, I might come in, I might still be there. Who knows? Doesn't matter. One of my favourite albums of all time, Tony, do you know what it's called?
The Cock One, I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, Big Cock by King Kerr, and this is Pumping Pistons. You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Guana Bats, one of the few classic psychobilly bands that haven't been at the psychobilly meeting this week, because they were doing Inkfest in Woolacombe instead. King Kurt managed to do both. How did you do that? That is from King Kurt's second album, which is called Big Cop, and I bought the original album on throbbing red vinyl.
Nice.
Absolutely brilliant. It is. This album is available via various people, Raucous Records and the such like. It originally came out on Stiff, but then the CD came out on Dojo. It's a great album. Anything, I would recommend getting anything by King Kurt, quite frankly. What I want to know is, what is their website?
I'll call it rat.co.uk.
No, kingkurt.com.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. They've got a newish website that Thwack appears to be looking after, who was their old lead guitarist and lead guitarist again. And it's nice having him back in the band as well. Absolutely brilliant. I had the pleasure of hanging about with him and Smeg the lead singer a couple of years ago at the Psychobilly meeting. Who knows? I might have been hanging around with them again. No, hasn't happened yet, because this is all messed up. It doesn't matter. Now then, I've got some more additional material for you.
Okay.
Some more jokes. Two more jokes. Still no poems. I want your poems. I mentioned it last week. Completely forgot. If you have a poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. As it is, we'll have to last with two jokes instead. First up from Liam Arnold, who says, morning, got a joke for you. And here he goes. He said, it's a conversation with two people. One says, am I allowed to call a police officer a cunt? The police officer says, no, sir, you're not. That would be an insult. He says, well, would it be okay if I called a cunt officer? Yes, sir, that would be weird, but allowed. Good night, officer. Nice work. And the next one up comes from Glombongo. Glombongo, he's still pissed off in the Congo. And again, it's a police... It's the police this week. He said the police came to my door last night holding a picture of my wife. They said, is this your wife? Shocked. I answered, yes. They said, I'm really sorry. It looks like she's been hit by a bus. I said, I know. But she takes it up the arse and she's good with the kids. Boom, boom! If you have a completely out of order joke that we shouldn't be reading out on air, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your joke and I'll get it on Comedy Suburbs. Right, cracking on with the next song. This band, the band called Van Machine, Tony.
Yep.
Who we've played on the show before, and they feature a mate of mine on lead vocals called, now I'm going to call him Ivan. He's okay. Probably Ivan. But I spent 2 years calling him Marco and he didn't seem to mind. So this is from an album called Shut Up and Be Cool About It. I say it's a sort of mini album, 8 tracks on it. What's their website?
Vanmachine.com?
Nah, they haven't got one. They've got absolutely nothing, mate. Old school psychobilly. It's true of a lot of psychobilly bands, in fact. They don't have much of an internet presence and these guys have got absolutely none. They are from Belgium. That helps.
Hmm.
So anyway, I'm having that point. Probably big internet too, Tony Neil. This is In the Crotch.
Better do anyway, but why? I don't know. Cause I have to steal the show. I'm all messed up, ready to go. I must be a new
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I should point out, I have tried to get six very different sorts of psychobilly bands going with each other. So there's psychobilly, rockabilly, big band stuff, more sort of punkabilly, some really fast stuff, some slower stuff. It's not going to be the same all the way through, as you've just noticed. Now, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I don't. No.
Right, maybe you should just remind people what they should be doing with that, and then we'll talk about something else.
Yep. So please don't forget, please visit our Facebook page and leave a comment on our wall, like our page, and we'll read your comments out on air. Probably one of the easiest ways to get in touch with us, so please do that. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, leave us a comment. It's that simple.
It is that simple. And there's also, there's four internet radio stations that carry this show. Maybe you could tell people a little bit about those. I realise you might be listening to us on one of them at the moment, but it's only going to be 25% weird for you.
And if you are, get in touch. That'd be nice to hear from you. If you are, Tony at punkyradio.com.
We don't hear much from online listeners, do we?
No. So, yeah, we're on four different ones. Horsey Skunk, horseyskunk.com, HussieSkunk.com. We're on three times a week there. It's quite ska punky, if I remember correctly, or certainly quite a punky station. Do listen to that. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation, talksuperstation.com. We're on Friday night, midnight EST.
I think I need some EST on a
trip to the moon.
Well, we're not on, I think we generally talk shows, but we talk a lot, you know. We're also on Padunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. We're on Monday afternoons, 4 p.m. Central Time.
We're a bunch of nutters on that station.
Yeah.
I mean, we fit quite well, obviously.
Absolutely. And we're finally on extrememetalrage.net. I think we're on Tuesday afternoons drive time, like 6 o'clock. But again, we're on other great shows and music. Just recently, I think, went through a bit of a change. So all new, I think mostly new shows, and there's certainly a big influx of new talent on it. So do check it out. It's not metal. It says extreme metal. It's not.
Well, so it's not this
week. It's extreme
really.
Music. Yeah. So, worth checking out.
Yes. Four Vegas stations that we are proud to be on. And hello to everyone listening. And hello to everyone who runs and carries this show. Right then. Next up, we have got something a bit harder for you now. Now, this band, not actually playing Psychobilly Meeting, but last week, they did a gig down the road in Badalona, which is about 45 minutes from Pineda. So I figured they counted because they're in the same bit of Spain at the same time. It's from their latest album, Welcome Back to Insanity Hall. This is Demented Largo and the title track, Welcome Back to Insanity Hall.
Sitting in my chair and thinking about the crowd I'm with, thinking about the music I make, and all the things I don't want to give. Everything I want, girls are fighting for me.
Puppy.
You're listening to Planet Smashes Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Demented Argo. What is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/DementedArgoOfficial.
No, facebook.com/official.DementedArgo. Poorly being the internet three, Tony Neil. Now then, did you do anything last week?
I moved.
Yeah, but you don't know any more than that, do you?
No, I think it went really well, maybe. And we're probably really liking it now.
I'm glad it went really well, maybe.
Yeah.
I've been at the cycling meeting. I imagine it's gone really badly for me.
Yeah.
It does normally. We don't know what's going on because we pre-recorded this show because I'm at the cycling meeting as we would be recording it, and we wanted to make sure you got a show out. So we haven't got as much to talk about as we would have otherwise. Oh, I did do something last week, I think.
Okay. What was that?
Shot a dog. Maybe.
You shot a dog?
Shot a dog with my penis gun.
You shot a dog with your penis gun?
I shot a dog with my penis gun.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I might have.
Right.
Don't know. I mean, anything could have happened. That's the beauty of not knowing what's going on at all.
Yes. I have no idea what to say to that.
No, you haven't. are you going to see any gigs anytime soon?
I missed one last week.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm probably going to go see something really cool. But I have no idea.
Oh, also, I'll tell you what I did last week.
What's that?
I got all the artwork and mastering for my new album.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is now, hopefully, being done. And on next week's show, I should have it in my hand. So expect me to play at least one track off my own album on next week's show.
I saw the covers. Who did the cover? That was quite nice.
Mushybees.com. Simon, absolutely brilliant. Yeah, and he's done a fantastic job on it. So, yeah, we'll play, well, maybe two tracks of it next week, depending on how egotistical I'm feeling. Right then, two tracks coming up now. Both old school bands, one more old school than the other, but not old school in so much as not original. They are, because you're going to be hearing from the Tall Boys in a little bit, and I'll tell you about them after all that. There'll be that Air Out My Shorts advert with the rubbish music, but it's worth it. You get an original piece of art if you play cards right. And first up, we've got Mad Sin, Tony. Mad Sin, who have been at the Psychobilly meeting, as has Kufta, the lead singer, as is his band, Kufta, DeVille and the Deviators. Looking forward to seeing them. I've already seen them. They were brilliant.
Nice.
What I want to know is, what is Mad Sin's website?
Madsyn.de.
It is. Tony 1, poorly with internet 3. This is Petrol Lunatic.
It's time to die.
The Pigskin Bus.
Just one thing it would be that we're all okay. And not to worry, because worry is wasteful and useless in times like these. I will not be made useless.
We are raffling off an original painting
by our very own The Word Whore.
This draw will take place at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday, September 17th, 2012.
Not only is this a chance to own an original work of art,
it is a chance to help right an unfortunate wrong. 100% of the proceeds will go directly towards paying off
the mountainous debts incurred as a result of the injuries the Word Whore sustained to her right hand last June.
Only $25 per ticket.
Visit airoutmyshorts.com today.
Good luck.
That's airoutmyshorts.com.
Thank you.
My hands are small, I know.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us. Thanks, doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It's actually, we've got a few sort of rock and roll beds going this week, so I really like it. That was Tall Boys and a track called Brand New Gun, which I've got on the Ace Records 30th anniversary 1975-2005 Garage Beat and Punk Rock album. The reason that I played that is because Tall Boys were one of the last bands on at the festival that I've just been at this week. And that also the lead singer, Nigel Lewis, was an original member of Meteors, but then formed Tall Boys after that, and he's now got his band Nigel Lewis and the Zorchmen. It all makes sense. Before that, Mad Scene, Petrol Lunatic, which is from an album called Young, Dumb and Snotty. I'm just checking here if it's the right one, if I mean that. Do I mean that? Yes, I do. It's from an album, Young, Dumb and Snotty, which features all of their early stuff, basically. So you've had a little treat there as well. So anyway, the long and the short of it is the Tall Boys don't have a website, but Nigel Lewis and the Zorchmen do. What is Nigel Lewis and the Zorchmen's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/the Zorchmen?
No, ReverbNation.com/Nigel Lewis the Zorchmen. No and, Nigel Lewis the Zorchmen. Poorly being an internet for Tony One. You got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar.
Yeah, another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar Club. It's turned Denmark Street in London. Do check it out if you're around. There's something on most nights. I just read the weekends out. So we'll go with Friday to Sunday this week. This Friday, the 6th of July, Blueprints, Petar, the Tony Cannum set, Los Intros, and Molly McQueen. It's an Enterprise Studios night. So might be on the heavier side.
How much it could be, but that doesn't sound like a particularly heavy rock lineup.
It's true.
Maybe they've gone a little bit different for that one. I reckon that's £6.
It is.
Nice.
Saturday night, Feral Youth, Rebuild, Protect Your Neck, Conviction, and more to be confirmed. It's a Ruction Records night.
That does sound harder.
That does sound harder, yeah.
Protect Your Neck.
How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Yep.
Finally, Sunday night, 8th of July, Massive Horse, Peter Buckley Hill, Ian Hawkins, and more to be announced. It's PBH's Free Fringe B-Lang at the 12 Bar Club. It's an Enterprise Edinburgh Fringe preview.
I absolutely love Peter Buckley Hill. Fantastic. Oh. If you're around, go to it. I'm going to say something controversial here.
Okay.
Free.
No. £5.
Fuck. How dare he call it the free fringe?
It's not that free fringe.
It's not that free, is it?
There you go.
Oh, well, absolutely fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know, I could have said to you before, I'm going to get this wrong. But I didn't think I'd get it that wrong.
Yeah.
It'll still be very, very good fun. Make sure you get down there if you can do. PBH himself, Peter Buckley Hill, is a modern legend. Right, that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar.
Yeah. Hmm. Right then. Next up then, it would seem only right that we carry on with the psychobilly, my friend. This has come from Klingons. And I've got this on the Best of Klingons album, which came out a few years ago, around 2003, I think. I will have been hanging about with Titch, the lead singer, over the last week and probably saying some out of order things to his missus. And hello, Lexi. Sorry if I upset you in advance. Absolutely brilliant band. They're great people to hang about with as well, and they put on a hell of a live show. If you ever get the chance to see them live, do. What I want to know is, what is Klingon's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Klingons?
No, facebook.com/Klingons-clowns. That's Klingons hyphen clowns, and ons and ounds is with a Z rather than an S, so it's Klingons clowns. Poorly being Internet 5, Tony 1, Madness is a State of Mind. You're listening to Dr. Slaggleberry underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Klingon's Madness is a State of Mind. It is, but I've clearly afflicted. Now then, are you doing anything this week?
Probably trying to buy a camping stove or living on takeaways, because we have no kitchen at the moment. In the future.
I've lived in a house without a kitchen.
Yeah.
For about 12 weeks, and it was really, really hard work.
Great.
Best of luck with that.
Thanks.
I've got two very big gigs this weekend. I'm doing my shows in Hitchin and Letchworth, and they feature Howard Reed and Mike Milligan. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. Make sure that you check out the website, lastminutecomedy.com. And if you're anywhere near, do come down. Tickets for both shows in Hitchin and Letchworth are priced £10, £8 to members. And it's going to be a really, really good one. And I'm hoping I'll have my album on sale at it as well. Hoping, fingers crossed, let you know next week. Yeah, that is my big plan. I hope I've still got a voice. I normally come back from the psychobilly meet without a voice. I'll only have one day to get it back.
Yeah, normally.
Anything
yeah.
can happen. Here's the Quakes. This is a track we've played before. It's kind of from the vaults, but we haven't played it for so long, it might as well be a new track. I'll tell you what Albert's off in a minute. In the meantime, this is Asshole in the Express Lane. Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week.
That's okay.
That was The Quakes and a track from an album called PsyOps, which came out quite a while ago now, about 2005, I think. I'm just looking for I'm not sure. Really nice guys, Quakes. And hi to Paul, who got in touch with us when we were on MySpace. A couple of CDs, I went, yeah, absolutely. And he did, and it was really brilliant because I got there. Their first ever album when it came out, I got it in 1987, aged 17 years old.
Wow.
And so it was nice. You're a fan of a band and then you get to meet them down the years. It's nice. What is The Quakes website?
TheQuakes.com.
It is.
Huh.
Paulie Bean Internet 5, Tony 2. That's right, isn't it?
I think so. It's been quite a bad week for me this week.
Something like that. I mean, it's a thrashing, whatever it is. Let's be honest. Now, have you got a twat?
Yes.
Cool.
Thanks for your twats. I do need more, so please do keep them coming. Go email tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. It's so simple. In fact, Insane Star's done it 2 weeks in a row.
Good Lord. Well done, Insane Star. Oh, yeah. Yes, you can do that, all right. You can't stick a knickers in the post. God dear.
And here she goes. So simply, at Wave Gothic Treffen. It's a goth festival in Germany. A stupid German bloke decided to spark up during the middle of a band. I don't mind people having a sneaky ciggy during a gig, but not when they're in the crush at the front.
No, that's a bit daft.
The stupid prick ended up burning my arm. And when he finished smoking, he pushed his way out.
What was she doing in the crush at the front?
Exactly, she should be.
Just think how sweaty her knickers would have got.
Oh dear. God. When he finished smoking, he pushed his way out and left the gig anyway.
That was nice.
Yeah. That's it.
No, you're twatting.
Short and sweet. Yeah, we're pretty
much. Absolutely twat.
So, you ready?
Yep.
So, the super German bloke from Wave Gothic Treffen Festival is a twat.
I've got an extra twat here, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because I don't know whether you know, but for the last sort of 2 years, I've been trying to get a pair of youth knickers off the same start, and it's just not happening.
I remember you mentioning it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's just not happening. So, it's controversial, and I don't think we've done this in a while, but Insane Star of North Yorkshire for not sending me a used knickers through the post. I can't bring myself to say it. I like it too much. It's nice anyway. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Right, last track this week. This band weren't playing the Psychobilly meeting, but they have got a new album out, and it's proper psycho rock and roll, all the way from Sweden. Band called The Bones. This is out on People Like You Records. Thanks very much to Simon Knott for sending us this tweet. Hello, Simon. I saw Simon at the Psychobilly meeting last year, but this year he couldn't make it because he was going to Inkfest in Wirkham instead. I hope you had a good time, Simon, and keep sending stuff through. Absolutely love it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Bones website?
TheBones.com.
No, it's bonesrockandroll.com. Probably been in there six, Tony, too. I'm sorry, I haven't got the name of the album to hand, but it's new out anyway. Just, if you go to bonesrockandroll.com, you'll find out all about it. In the meantime, this is Burnout Boulevard.
Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. Well, I don't give a fuck. I'm out of sight, I won't last long, and I'm bound to be out of luck. I said to go, I won't slow down. Shoot me from my burning head with a smiling face. It's hideous, I am headed for a spin. I drag my louse across in a stumble down the street. I ride my water's horse when I can't get back my feet. I'm a dirty state, I'm born a tie, yeah, my life's alright. My crusade, I left goodbye. Smiling face, painting eyes, horny radio feel. All set to go, I won't back down. I'm pissed on all your danger signs. Line them up, I knock you down. Middle finger flying high.
That was The Bones. That album really rocks out all the way through, my friend, and best of luck to The Bones on that album, and also to People Like You Records who keep bringing out brilliant stuff. Now then, I was wondering, Tony, just before the end of the show, if you could remind people how important it is that they review us at iTunes.
It's very important to review us at iTunes. Each review makes a massive difference towards moving us up the featured rankings of iTunes. Few reviews make a massive difference, so please do it. It's free, takes but a moment, and we'll reward you by featuring on the show. So do review us. Easy way to do it. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. You hit that, it will open up iTunes with our music store page where you can review us. You'll need to log in. So log in, review us. 5 stars only, obviously. I'm read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature a review on the show.
Thanks very much for listening this week. This has been the Punky Radio Psychobilly Special. We should be back to normal next week. Until then, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!